Hello, word nerds. Welcome to the dictionary. This is the podcast where this guy reads the words in this big book. Let's see, 24 to 5. I think today is September 26th. Okay, the first word is bread, B-R-E-A-D. First form, noun from before the 12th century. One, a usually baked and leavened food made of a mixture whose basic constituent is flour or meal. Yep, that's what bread is. Two, synonyms are food and sustenance, as in our daily bread. 3a, synonym is livelihood, as in earns his bread as a laborer. That could mean money or food, or both. 3b is slang, synonym is money. Bready is an adjective. We have a phrase, bread upon the waters. If you put bread on water, it's going to get very soggy and fall apart, and nobody is going to want to eat it, except for maybe the fish and the ducks. Let's see, so this phrase, bread upon the waters, means resources risked or charitable deeds performed without expectation of return. Let's look at the etymology. It is from Middle English, breed, from Old English, bread. It's spelled the same way, but there's a line over the E, akin to the Old High German, brot, which means bread, from Old English, breuan, which means to brew. Second form of bread is a transitive verb from 1629, to cover with breadcrumbs, as in a breaded pork chop. Next is bread and butter, three words with hyphens, adjective from circa 1837. 1a, being as basic as the earning of one's livelihood, as in bread and butter issues. 1b1, synonym is reliable, as in our bread and butter repertoire. 1b2, dependable as a source of income, as in a company's bread and butter products. 2. Sent or given as thanks for hospitality, as in a bread and butter letter. But don't put any butter in the letter. All right, now we have bread and butter again. There's no hyphens. Noun from 1732. A means of sustenance or livelihood. Bread and butter. When I was a young lad, my friend and I, who shall remain nameless, my friend and I thought that we had heard that when there is a bee around you, that you should stand still, hold out your arms, and say, bread and butter, and the bee will go away. And I feel like it sort of worked maybe the first time, but then it didn't work again after that. I have no idea where we heard this. Maybe we made it up. It is the most ridiculous thing I have ever heard of, so I can't believe we did it. But we were also young. I mean, we were like, what, six, maybe? I don't know. So if you are listening to this, you know who you are, I think, unless you've forgotten this story. All right, now we have bread and circuses, three words, noun from 1894. A palliative offered especially to avert potential discontent. I am so interested and confused by this. So palliative, I think that's related to hospice, or, you know, somebody who needs help, nurses and such. A palliative offered, so it's a kind of care, I think, offered especially to avert potential discontent. Bread and but where, why? It says it's a translation of the Latin panis et circensis. But bread and circuses, I need to look into this. Ugh, so weird. Okay, now we have bread basket, one word, noun from 1753. One is slang, and we have the synonym stomach. But I'm going to put some stuff in my bread basket soon because I'm getting a little hungry. Number two, a major cereal producing region. Next we have breadboard, one word, first form. I got so excited when I said one word. I don't know why. This is a noun from 1847. One, a board on which dough is kneaded or bread cut. Two, a board on which mounted components are breadboarded, which I think is related to our next one, which is the second form of breadboard It is a transitive verb from 1956, to make an experimental arrangement of, as an electronic circuit or a mechanical system, to test feasibility. So the definition itself says, to make an experimental arrangement of, to test feasibility. Breadboard. All right. Didn't know that. Still don't understand it. Moving on to breadfruit. One word, noun from 1697. A round, starchy, usually seedless fruit that resembles bread in color and texture when baked. So interesting. Also, a tall tropical evergreen tree of the mulberry family that bears this fruit. The scientific name is Artocarpus altilis. And there is a picture of a breadfruit with its leaves. It doesn't show what it looks like when it's baked. It just sort of looks like a bunch of berries in one big clump, but I'm sure that's not what that is. It's probably just a very rough outer shell skin thing. But yeah, we can put a picture of this one, I think. I've never had breadfruit. I'm really curious, though, to see what it tastes like. All right, next is bread line. One word, noun from 1900. A line of people waiting to receive free food. Mmm, free food. That's great. All right, next we have bread mold, two words, noun from 1914. Any of various molds found especially on bread, yuck, especially a rhizopus, I don't know how to pronounce that, but the scientific name is Rhizopus nigricans or Rhizopus stolonifer. All right, next is breadstuff, one word, noun from 1793. One, a cereal product as grain or flour, flour. Two, synonym is bread. Synonym of breadstuff is bread. And our last word for this episode is a word that I have a hard time saying, so I have to over-enunciate it, breadth, B-R-E-A-D-T-H, breadth. This is, let's see, you can breadth, it's some weird stuff. I don't know, why is that a division sign in mixed amongst the pronunciation things? All right, this is a noun from the 15th century. One, distance from side to side, and a synonym is width, W-I-D-T-H. Number two, something of full width. 3A, comprehensive quality. Synonym is scope, as in the breadth of his learning. 3b, liberality of views or taste, as in depth of mind. I think it's interesting that based on this example and the definition I'm reading, it sounds like if you are liberal, you have a deeper mind instead of a shallow mind. I don't know. That's just what I'm gauging from this. Breadthwise is an adverb or an adjective. And I think that is good for that. All right, so we had bread, bread and butter, bread and circuses, bread basket, bread board, bread fruit, bread line, bread mold, bread stuff, and breadth. I am going to pick bread and circuses as the word of the episode because that one was super interesting and confusing to me, and I want to learn more about it. And also, it's a palliative sort of care, so, you know, that's good for people. All right, I think I'm good for today. Thank you very much for listening, and until next time, this is Spencer Dispensing Information. Goodbye.